If a man is to get up and start working just as the sun comes up, you might say, well, he had to start to work it
early.
Okay. At that certain time, you'd say it was
5 o'clock.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
This morning,
he was slept late.
Okay. And speaking of the sun, you might say, well, we started to work before
sun up.
And if somebody asks you, what time did the sun rise this morning, you might say the sun?
At 7 o'clock.
It what?
At 7 o'clock.
Yeah, would you say it...
early.
Okay, it rose or it riz at 7 o'clock? How would you say that? The sun?
Rise, I believe.
Okay. We were out a little late this morning. When we started work in the field, the sun had already...
rose.
Okay. And you might say, well, I was out working. I saw the sun
rise. That's what it is, right?
Okay. And if he worked until the sun went out of sight, you would say,
worked
well,
the sun down.
Okay. And if today is Tuesday, yes, Monday was
a busy day.
Okay. And if you tell somebody, well, I didn't do that this morning, I did it
yesterday.
Okay. And if somebody came to see you on Sunday, say this past Sunday, if he came a week earlier, you might say, well, he came here Sunday, you know, not this past Sunday, but Sunday
last
before.
Sunday.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say Sunday a week ago or a week ago Sunday? Or
you say week ago or Saturday ago.
Saturday ago.
Either one would do, won't it?
Uh-huh. So, which one Sunday. You'd be more likely to say?
Mine generally comes on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
So I'd just say Sunday.
Okay, you say, I went to church Sunday, but I didn't get to go Sunday.
Well, I had to stay at home when kids was here.
Yeah, would you say Sunday as a week ago or Sunday week?
Sunday week.
Just like, okay. What about talking about next Sunday? He's going to leave, not this next Sunday, but Sunday beyond that. How would you say that?
Next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. How would you say that? He's going to leave?
Next Sunday is what I
say. Would you ever say Sunday a week?
Yeah, I say that too.
How would you say that for me?
Say Sunday week.
Okay. And if somebody stayed with you, came to visit, and they stayed from the 1st of the month to the 15th, you might say, well, he stayed about...
2 weeks.
Okay. Did you ever hear fortnight used for 2 weeks?
What?
Fortnight? No.
I never heard that.
Okay. And if today is Tuesday, Wednesday will be...
Thursday.
Okay. And you might say, well, I'm not going today, but I'm going...
tomorrow. Put it off.
Uh-huh. And if you want to know the time of day, you might say, oh.
My clock stopped.
And ask them what the hour is. You'd say, what?
What time is it?
Okay. And what would somebody pull out of his watch, out of his pocket to look at?
Watch.
And it would be made out of what, maybe? What metal?
Right.
What would the watch be made out of, maybe? He's got a real nice watch. It's a... made of a yellow metal. You'd say, that's a real fine
watch.
Okay, what's the metal that it's made out of? It's a, what kind of watch?
Gold.
Okay. And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you would say it's... how would you tell somebody when it's halfway between 7 o'clock and 8?
30.
You'd say what?
7:30.
Okay. And if it's 10:45, how would you say what time it is? It's about...
it's a quarter to 7.
Okay.
A quarter to 8.
Okay. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, oh, I've been doing that for quite a...
while.
And you might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one...
this year.
And if a child just had his third birthday, you say, well, now he's...
going on 4.
And he's 4.
Going on 4.
4 what?
Yes.
Okay.